Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
And I'm going to end with this last one because I don't have time, but it's about the fourth man. It's the fourth man in the fiery furnace. Some of you feel like you have been in an oven, in a furnace, the fire's been turned up and you're saying, what is going on? And the reality is we are in war right now. I'm not talking about the Israeli-Hamas war. By the way, I just want to say one thing. This is not a war between Israel and the Palestinians. This is a war between Israel and the Hamas, right? And it's this Antichrist spirit that's arising within this. But the beautiful thing about this is there's a church, there's a bride of Christ, there's an ecclesia, there's a company of prophets that are shining like never before. And I could tell you story after story. Maybe I'll share one with you after I share this fourth man with you. But God is opening doors to prophetic voices. They're no longer seeking psychics anymore. They're seeking prophets because they know what psychics have done. They've seen that it wasn't always fruitful. But with that said, it's the fourth man. It's Daniel chapter 3, verses 24 to 26. This is when Nebuchadnezzar threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace. We know the story. And it says, all of a sudden, there was a fourth man in the fire. The fourth man is about to show up on your behalf. The fourth man is there with you, whether you realize it or not. But he is about to manifest himself to you right now in the fire that you're in. The key isn't jumping out of the fire. The key is finding the fourth man. It's the man in white. His name is Jesus, the Son of Man, the Son of God. It's the Lion of the tribe of Judah because he is going to roar over you in your situation and you are going to see a turnaround. It's going to be recovery. We're going to be able to take the enemy and throw him into the court of heaven and just say, look, this is him. I call forth the sevenfold justice of heaven. And as Kirsten saw, you know, that gavel is going to hit because the favor is already on us. Judgment is going to be released, and the judgment is going to be for us, not against us. And so it's the fourth man. But not only that, how many of you know we're the fourth man? What do I mean by that? I taught this one time, and people called me a heretic, but I broke it down theologically, biblically, with sound doctrine, and we're the fourth man. We have our triune Godhead. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we know that the Father's the creator. The Son is the Word. He's the speaker. And we have the Holy Spirit, who's the executive administrative agent of the Godhead, that apart from him, nothing manifests on the earth. Apart from him, there is no hearing the voice of God. But yet the Father sends the Son and the Father sends the Holy Spirit. And by the Spirit, we receive the revelation of who Jesus is. And by the Spirit, in the Son, through the Son, we have access to the Father. Come on. I don't want to preach, but I'm preaching a little bit right now. And so within that, you have the triune Godhead where the Father pours out his love to his Son and the Son pours out his love to the Father and the Spirit of God around them, uniting them in perfect unity and harmony where you don't know where one begins. You don't know where one ends. They're of the same essence. They're of the same substance. They're of the same value. They're of the same. They're ontologically equal in every way. And in that, as the Father pours out his love to the Son and the Son to the Father, by his Spirit within this triune Godhead, there's this sons of God. There's this bride of Christ that by the Spirit were grafted into this perfect unity and relationship. And all of a sudden we become the fourth man within the triune Godhead as the bride of Christ, as the sons of God. Now think about this. And it's this perfect picture of what I believe Jesus's prayer was. And by the way, he's still waiting for this prayer to be answered. And I dared to say, and I told the Lord, I said, God, may our generation be the one that answers this unanswered prayer of Jesus. Father, make them one as you and I are one. It's this perfect unity. And it's humanity connecting with divinity, where heaven is manifested on the earth. It's the fourth man.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.